Hello, Derek Shapiro here for the Derek Shapiro Show, DSS TV station, with the beautiful and witty actress Terry J. Vaughn. Nice to meet you.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you so much.
I always kiss your hand, the lady's hand.
Oh, you know? Please do.
Yes. Chivalry, right? You are great. I met you on the set, of course, Thing Like a Man, you know.
Yes.
And you don't have a huge role in it.
No.
But I noticed in your movies, correct me if I'm wrong, but you don't have major roles, but the minor roles that you do have are the most memorable.
Oh,
what do you think about that?
I think that's huge. Yeah. I'd rather have small parts that are more memorable than a huge part that everybody forgets.
Yeah, because, you know, of course, everybody remembers you from doing the Steve Harvey Show.
Yeah.
Okay? That's your most memorable role, of course. And you had a big role in that television show. You played Cedric's girlfriend, of course.
Yeah.
We had Cedric on the show, so this is the second actor from the show.
Yeah.
The Steve Harvey show we had, so it's a privilege. You know?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. And Cedric and I are very good friends.
So how often do you see Cedric?
Well, because I live in Atlanta and he lives in L.A., I don't see him as much. But when I do go to L.A., that's my home.
Really?
I stay with his family.
Oh, you stay with his family?
Uh-huh.
Really?
Me and his wife are very close. So
really?
They're my family.
Really?
Yeah.
So every time Cedric comes for the BET Awards and the, or anything else?
Yes.
He stops in here?
He has stopped in here. Well, we've only been open for like not that long, a couple of months. So when he was here this last visit, he came by, he sat at my wall, we took some pictures, he ate some food.
Really? So he didn't perform on the stage though, did he?
No. He did not perform. No, he was relaxing.
Yes, he was relaxed. And Cedric is a great guy. And
yes,
I interviewed him. I only had a short interview, not a long interview like I'm having with you today. Mm-hmm. But also, you know, you've been in the great movies. You've been in Daddy's Little Girls, of course. And that was the most memorable scene you had in it. You had like in three scenes in there, you know, with Gabriel Union. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me that experience working with Gabriel Union and Idris Elba.
Gabrielle and I are friends, and I think that was that's the only time we've ever got to work together.
Really?
So it was fun. It was easy breezy playing girlfriends and with Tracy Ellis Ross, whom I've also had worked with before.
Yeah.
So, you know, we all respect each other's work. I think Tracy is hilarious.
Yeah.
Gabrielle is a great actress. So
yes,
it was fun. And it was fun for me to be able to play a bitchy character because I'm always the nice girl. So it was
exactly
fun.
And so were you nervous not to have Idris? You know, because
no.
A lot of ladies like him, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. He's all right.
He's all right?
I wasn't nervous. I was excited to get to work with him because more than him being a hot guy, he's a really great actor.
Yes, he is a great actor.
So I was excited to be able to get to work with him.
So also recently, of course, you, Thing Like a Man, of course,
mm-hmm.
going to be coming out like March.
Yeah, so, and I just did a cameo in that. They kind of just called me the night before and said, hey, you want to come through the film and do a little cameo?
The night before?
Yeah.
And Gabriel Union's in that too.
I don't even know. The funny thing is, I don't even know who's in the movie.
Really? Well, Sherry Shepherd's in the movie. You haven't seen Sherry Shepherd?
Yes, so I got to be with
Sherry. And Steve Harvey, of course.
Yes, indeed.
So, imagine that's the most memorable scene in the movie. You know what I'm saying?
I doubt if that's the most. If that's the most memorable scene in the movie, then they did a bad job. That cannot be.
Exactly. So you play someone in the audience, of course.
Yes, a woman who is having problems getting a man.
Wow. Yes. But you have no problem with that, but you're married to a football player, right?
Yes, I am married. He's not an ex-football player.
Well, you know, it's funny. I interviewed two ex-football players on my show, actually.
Uh-huh.
Some from the New England Patriots was out from New England, and some from the Atlanta Falcons. And your husband played for the Atlanta Falcons?
For the Falcons, yes.
Really?
He played for the Falcons, for the Bears, for Washington.
Really?
So we'll have to get him on your show.
Yes, I got to get him on my show.
Absolutely.
And what are you doing now since retiring from football?
He's acting.
He's acting.
Mm-hmm.
And what shows?
Well, he did something on Mitha Brown. He's done a couple of independent films.
Really?
Uh-huh. He's been busy.
And still on Mitha Browns? You're in Mitha Browns?
Yes.
You still on Mitha Browns?
Well, we're not taping right now.
Not taping right now.
It's still airing. We still have new episodes that haven't aired yet.
Really? Yeah. And you're going to be on next season too?
I don't think we're doing anymore.
No more?
I think it's over. I think it's on to the next.
So on to the next. So what other projects do you have going on other than still fresh on Meet the Browns and, of course, Thing Like a Man? What other projects do you have?
I have a project that I shot, a film that I shot this summer in Los Angeles called The Marriage Chronicle.
Really? What's that about?
these couples that are having problems in their marriage, they go on a retreat for a weekend to try to figure out what's wrong with their marriage.
Really?
And it's really fun.
Really?
And I can't wait to see it.
Do you have a big role in that? Really?
It's a real ensemble cast.
And who's some of the cast members?
Let's see, Darren Henson, Vivica Fox, Jasmine Lewis, Mel Jackson, Clifton Powell. I think that was it as far as names.
And your character plays?
I'm a Southern Belle.
Really?
And yes, and I have been a nice Christian wife, very staunch, and now I want to experiment with my husband, and he's not so open to it because we're very Christian.
Really?
Yes.
And that comes out?
That comes out, I don't know exactly when. I know it'll be out in 2012.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, so right. It's really fun.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
And then I also did a film called Soul Ties.
Soul Ties.
Which I did play the lead in that. And it's a very dramatic film about this woman's life. And it's based on a true story. Just getting caught up in the wrong things and abusive relationships and how she kind of works her way out of that.
And when does that come out?
That's also coming out next year. I don't know when.
Oh.
And then I also produced a film this summer.
Really?
Through my company, Nina Holiday Entertainment.
Really?
Yes. And it's called Across the Bear. It's a dramatic film. I was not acting in it. I only produced it with my producing partner. But it did star Kim Fields, Jackie Long.
Kim Fields from Fast Away.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Melinda Williams. And that is going to premiere on GMC on February 18th.
Oh, awesome. February 18th. Okay.
See, when I produce the film, I know when it comes out. When I'm acting in it.
And then it'll be on DVD afterwards?
I don't know. I think that after it airs, I'm sure it will eventually.
Sure. So tell me, what movies do you like to go see when you're not acting?
I love romantic comedy.
Romantic comedy?
So, I'm a romantic comedy.
So what are some of your favorite romantic comedy?
Oh, of course, Pretty Woman, The Best Man, put me on the spot, David.
Oh, Derek.
Oh, my God, who is David?
A lot of people call me David.
Oh, my God.
You know? I'm good friends with David. But, you know, I'm going to change my name to David. A lot of people do that.
Don't change your name to David. Keep it Derek, because it can't be the David Shapiro show. That doesn't sound right. Derek Shapiro sounds better.
Oh, thank you, Derek.
Yes. any Sandra Bullock movie, Eat, Pray, Love, I love.
Okay.
Any Julia Roberts movie. I love The Best Man. It's one of my favorite movies. I love Jones. That's the classic. I love really old movies, too.
Sure.
I love to watch.
I can tell because you have some old books over here.
Yeah, like Carmen Jones and Cat on the Hot Tin Roof and All About Eve.
Wow.
I love stuff like that.
And of course, you know, we're doing this at the Green Room, your place. And you can see right in the back of us the sign over here, the Green Room. Tell me about this Green Room. Why is it so special here in Atlanta?
The Green Room came to be because I was teaching acting workshops here in Atlanta. And I lived in Los Angeles for 15 years prior to moving here. And while in Los Angeles, I had a bunch of books and plays and stuff that I was studying.
Sure.
So I brought them with me. And when I started to take the teaching acting classes, I would use these materials to teach my students.
Really?
And so they would ask me, where could they get the books? And I didn't have anywhere to send them here to get the books. I would have to tell them to go online and
right.
Samuel French and order the books. So after so many students kept asking me, where can we get this material? Because they really are serious about trying to build a career in the entertainment business. I called the bookstore in LA and asked if they ever thought about opening up a bookstore here in the Atlanta area because, you know, the entertainment business is really building and growing here.
Sure.
And so after a few conversations with them, they kind of just sparked the idea for me to open my own bookstore and to just distribute their books.
Sure.
So that's how it all started. It started with me wanting to provide the books and the materials for up and coming artists. And then so the whole lounge and coffee bar came about just because I didn't want it just to be a plain old bookstore. I wanted it to be a place where people would come and want to relax and want to stay. And it's kind of like going to your favorite aunt's house and just wanting to hang out in a cozy environment and eat really good food. And so that's what we have here now at the Green Room.
Well, this is definitely a cozy atmosphere, you know what I'm saying? And I suggest you should put one in New England too, and one in LA too, right?
We want to grow it. Probably not LA. I don't think it's needed but in other areas where it's
like
needed.
Boston or Rhode Island, you know? Because Rhode Island has a lot of films. Where I'm from Rhode Island, you know, and of course Boston has a lot of films, you know. It is great, you know. And also in addition to that, you know, your favorite. I think people most remember you from getting to the Steve Harvey Show. Where you said, "Oh, it's steady," right? You know. Now, could you do "Oh, Derek"? How you did "Oh, steady"?
You are so silly. No, I can do "Oh, Derek" different.
Oh, thank you. Can you do "Oh, steady" for people? Because people are dying to hear
that.
Because people see on reruns, of course,
yeah, that's,
you know.
They should have to watch it on reruns.
You know?
You shouldn't do it on
there. Not here? No? Okay.
Yeah. But it is on the Steve Harvey Show.
Exactly.
Go see it.
Exactly. People love you, you know?
I love, of course,
I love the Terry J. Vaughan, you know? Thank you for being part of the Derek Shapiro Show on the DSS TV station. Thank you very much.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.